This is day one of the March 2015 7-day retreat at Springwater. Looking at the light and shade, on the floor, on the ground, as the cloud covers, uncovers. Cloud formation, early looking. Moving, dissolving, reforming, reshaping. Snow falling, wind. I can hear me saying how beautiful it is, how amazing. But words come later to describe. The beauty of lack of comment. Just absorbing and let beauty speak its own language. Beauty everywhere. The austerity of colors. The simplicity of everything. Bird calls, cuckoo, the silence kind of enveloping everything, making things transparent, in and out. Walking home after taking a shower, you know, heading the door, there was some thought kind of projecting a walk that may fall in holes. I could feel the apprehension already without not even stepping out. And as I went out, you know, going around the road and coming the trail which Wayne and Susan does, you know, that told me that was already tested. So there was this kind of forgetting about the whole walk itself. And just watching the footstep. I an old footstep in the ground kind of, you know, guide me my next footstep, to try to put it for somebody else walk before me that didn't seem to have made any holes in the ground. So there was some careful looking, but not obsessive. It was like fun finding, you know, finding the next footstep, and at the same time feeling the air, fresh air in the face, some ache in the body, stopping once in a while and getting some air. Not a big deal. Kind of mirror me how much how much energy can take when the mind is so concerned, extremely concerned about falling or not falling, or it could happen but didn't really matter anymore. There was a sense that we meet moment to moment what happens, what arises, what unfolds. It's like seeing the whole ground, the bare trees, so amazingly beautiful. And so quiet, especially. I could feel my blood running, heart beating. Birds. Cloud shades. Seeing clearly this choiceless presence, awareness, listening, whatever name you want to put it. Which lacks this background of self-concern, self-preoccupation, trying to control every step on the way. Or push oneself to speed up or slow down. These commands that are like in the summer, those deer flies bugging, you know, flying around. So listening to the wind right now. Where are we right now? Just watching. You know, it feels, as I said yesterday, so simple. if there is this kind of non-resistance to anything that comes up, can be a whole stream of thinking and storytelling, but not kind of fighting that out. Just watching the chain of reaction, judging it, wanting to suppress it, shouldn't be here. So, listening steadily, unwavering listening that doesn't give in to a storytelling or worriness or ideas about what should be doing or not. Rather, watching all that, I can feel this completely switching to another world, if I can say, not imaginary. Even another body. You know, one more relaxed and open. So this work, as I see it right now, is an adventure to discover that cannot be put in words or grasped by the mind. This boundless, limitless, I don't know what name to put it. That really brings peace and ease and a sense of okayness with whatever is here. To discover that as no different from what we intrinsically are, feeling completely at home, and a mind that is not confusing in that moment. Myself with anything, storytelling. A pain in the body, a sensation. That's what is one aspect. The other is discovering all what is preventing that to be our normal, natural way of being. So encountering all this obstruction in the many forms that they come up, and when that really is found out and discovered that this is what really is needing attention, and now we have the energy. Then the whole searching to fix myself outwardly, the self-improvement movement begins to a halt, and all the energy begins to be gathered right here with any anything that bubbles up in a story about somebody else, so we can watch how the mind projects images, always linked to a past experience, a whole life. All the value system, family, culturally, that shapes our perception. Creating the other. But it's all happening here. It's not other. The other is right here. A constructed storytelling that we take as the truth. The same way we have stories and images about myself. Who am I? What am I? A good person? A not so good person? A bad wife? Not a good mother? And obviously, if there is a strong feeling, because come with emotions and feeling of inadequacy or incompetence, then there is an impulse, strong impulse to kind of get rid of that, to fix it, to improve it, to get where I think I should be. Maybe an ideal that was set in my family already, or a book that I read. What the Buddha said, or somebody else said, that this should be the right state, or in a state of enlightenment, or somebody that is happy, that can be happy. This is what makes of this always searching outside, moving away. In the mind. One realization is that we haven't done one, we haven't moved one single step away. Really. We have been taking detours and detours, going around and around, up, down. I am talking for my own life, what I have seen here, not as a bad thing. What I say here is not meant to condemn anything and make something right, so we can reach out and, no, that's not, we have enough of that. Just sharing what have been seen here. It means just that. And maybe invite that way for others to look and discover and find out. Not because Sandra says, but because I am interested also. We share so much. all these conditioning, they are universal. The impulse to reach out, to build images, to tell a story, believing them, building worlds, fixing them. All that activity we all share. What change are the content, the different story around that. So this work also I think it's important to say that it's not a second-hand thing, it's to direct seeing. This immediacy of investigating yourself, questioning. And here comes the word inquiry, questioning. I am finding that to be essential in this work. Not the traditional questioning, wanting some answer and know-how. Questioning not searching for any answer, but just the question itself. Creates the stopping and the pausing in the wanting answers, a wondering more than anything, and leave it open, and listening, open to listening to what comes. May nothing come. And that is a wonderful thing. When it opens up to just silence, space, in which everything vanishes. The concern is not there anymore. What is it? What is the problem that at the beginning I started with a problem, calling it a problem. Then in the listening of the bird call and the wondering, or we can use any verbal question to start with, but leave it open. I have been really watching how instantly there is a switch and a stop, the automatic thinking, but just, is that true? Is that true? If I hear a story about anything, about myself not being able to, whatever, even if I have evidence that is true, can we just forget about that either, even? Put everything on hold, what I think I know. Merging in this not knowing. But leave everything vibrant, alive. In which what needs to be revealed is going to be revealed. Will be obvious. So that's how this new learning begins to take place. A learning that is not accumulative, but it's just informing the whole body and mind, the nature of things. Learning about oneself. It's just amazing how it begins to open up possibilities not even imaginable. For friendship and connection and responses that come spontaneously. And I am not picturing an ideal world, because that's not what it meant. It's just a very concrete thing, very obvious and simple. And simple looking right now, because when the mind is not engaging, is not engaged in a already answer, in I know, then you are open to what others have to say, what the situation itself is informing. So there is a receptivity to everything. That may be the answer that I thought I should give. Is debunked by facts, right in the ground, as they say. Even the possibility of not doing anything, being that a response. So listening, that word keeps coming back to me. Choicelessly. And in that discovering a listening that is not choicelessly, that is filtered, that distorts, which is not true listening. But discovering, as I said earlier, how ideas got in the way, concepts, expectations, comparison. So we are no longer here absorbing with no sense of preference, but we are kind of in the background messing with things. Messing things up. According to my own background. Not that it's bad or good, but that's what it is. A listening that cannot be learned from anybody or anything. A listening that needs to be discovered as no different from what I am. At the moment, the mind is anchored right here in anything in particular, but open, relaxed, not fixed in anything. Listening happen. Which include us. Nothing is excluded. Everything has a place in the table. So we don't need to pick and choose. Isn't that amazing? That we need that just to lay back a little bit? Just watch, sometimes I say. Watch, watch, attention, attention, attention. Nothing to be done. And remembering Lao Tzu words that said, in this not doing, meaning in this watching, listening, everything gets done, what needs to be done. So it's not a passive thing. Full of energy and aliveness. To be, to respond. So we have a group that anything that is said here, we can bring that if we want. You can question whatever I have said here. Because talks are not meant to be the truth. More important is the energy that is behind everything. So in a talk, in a private meeting, in eating, walking, moving around, what is essential is that this listening prevails. In all our activity, in dialogues, call it meditation. When this meditative mind that is open, that is not engaged in, is not fixed in anything, then who can say where meditation starts and when ends? Krishnamurti said, it's coming, meditation has no beginning and no end. And I can understand that. Right now, how could that be? Never born, never die. Like Banki said, Zen Master, which I am very fond of, said, be the unborn.
Be the what?
Unborn. That hasn't been born. Unborn, he called it all the time. Always say. Manifest that. When you're born, that's what your mother and father gave you. That's the only thing they gave you. The unborn. All the conditioning and anger and all that, you learn it, he used to say. So we can test that also. I will end the words here.